My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you on this Christmas Eve. Amen. So I have this fantastic idea for tonight. We're talking about the gift of Christmas, and I had this idea that here I was going to place a stool right here. And on top of that stool, I was going to place the most beautiful of all packages. The fanciest of paper, the golden sparkling of ribbon, and the most beautiful bow you've ever seen to be on top. And then, of course, you gotta have a fancy tag to go with the whole thing. And here I thought I would bring this beautiful present in, and I would talk about all the anticipation of gift giving and receiving on Christmas Day, of how much time we can spend looking at that fancy paper and those beautiful bows and wonder what's inside. That we could spend time thinking about the best Christmas presents we've ever received. What kind of presents they are, what kind of memories they have, what kind of significances they are. And we could think about what we hoped to get in our tree, under our tree this year. What it is that we could hope would be inside of that beautiful paper and fancy bow. And I thought, this is what we can do. And this is how we can talk about the gift of Christmas and that wonder, that wondering of what is going to be inside. And then I realized, as I went through this text, as I spent 4 weeks of this season studying once again the story of Christmas, God's story, our story, and I realized if I wanted to genuinely represent that story here tonight, the first thing I would have to do is lose that beautiful bow. I'd have to lose every bit of that golden ribbon, and I'd have to tear away all that fancy paper. And when I really truly thought about it, I thought, you know what? I'd probably have to lose that box with all its labels and barcodes and made in China marks upon it too. I wrapped presents today and I saw how many said made in China. I thought I gotta lose all of this. Because I realized if I want to be authentic to the Christmas story, if I want to be authentic to what happens here tonight and tomorrow morning, that I would have to place that gift in nothing less than a humble manger. And the only thing I could ever wrap that gift in would be swaddling clothes, not fancy bows and beautiful paper. But then I began to think about that wondering of what's inside that box. And here as a pastor, I'm always trying to figure out, how do I shed new light on the scriptures? How do I find new ways to represent the story? How do I find ways to wow us into saying, I've never seen it that way before? How do I find the new, the fresh, the fantastic? How do I be inspired by our kids and that phenomenal musical they brought to us today that brought the story to new life? And I had to think once again at the authenticity of that story. And I had to realize the only wonder that there is not a wondering of what it is, but a wonder as in awe. You see, the story never changes. There's no fresh perspective on what God did on Christmas Day. There's no new awe and insight. There is only the beauty and the reality of the story. That on Christmas Day, our Heavenly Father, the creator of all the universe, stepped out of heaven and wrapped himself in those swaddling clothes and laid in that manger so that he could be Emmanuel, God with us. The greatest gift ever told, the greatest gift ever given, the greatest story ever told is God with us. God who says you'll never be alone. God who says you will never feel the pains of this earth without me. God who says you will never have to walk a step of life without me in it, because I can't stand to be apart from you. And God said the only way to do it is for me to come down and completely humble myself. That's the gift. That's what's wrapped up so delicately for us. The Christmas story is simple. A humble young girl giving birth to God so that we could be saved. There's no pretty bow on that. There's no pretty bow. There's simply the word hallelujah that we've already heard so beautifully. I can't add to that story. I can't add to this story. All I can stand up here tonight is to say, I pray you know this story. I pray you know what God did for you. I pray you know what it means that your Creator would be born for you and die for you so that you could live forever with Him. And to realize the magnitude of the gift, that God gave it to us, but God allows us to be the gift that keeps on giving, that we get to be the gift of God's presence for those around us. And every time we are God's presence, somebody can say, Emmanuel, God is with me, and I am blessed because of it. My friends, will you pray with me and give thanks for this Christmas day and the gift of Jesus Christ? Glorious God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks not for fancy wrappings and beautiful bows, but we give you thanks for mangers and swaddling clothes. We give you thanks that you would step out of heaven and be born for us, that you would step out of heaven to die for us. It's not a gift we earned. It's not a gift that we deserve, but it's a gift you were dying to give us, and all we have to do is receive it. On this Christmas day, may it not be about receiving the fancy wrapped presents, but about receiving your presence in our lives once again, accepting you as our Savior and choosing to walk with you each and every day. For this we give thanks on this blessed Christmas day. In your name we pray, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our gift of life. Amen.